Outside, the hare sat listening as Major Perigord related what had happened.
Rosa and myself were scouting ahead when we heard roaring and screaming. Of course, it wasn't the vermin doing the noise-making. We reckoned would be innocent creatures captured by those villains, so we'd no choice except to try and rescue them. On my word, we ran straight into it. 30-odd assorted blackguards, tormenting and torturing an old badger wife and a babe. Scoundrels! We gave them a taste or two of their own medicine, I can tell you. Trouble was that we were outnumbered by about 18-1. They'd slain the old badger. Well, we fought them off as best we could, and I pulled the poor dead old badger into the cave, with the little un still clinging to her. Russa was protecting my back, and that's when she took two arrows. Then we turned and tried to hold them off, shouting eulalias like no beast's business, hoping you chaps would hear us. Sadly, Russa took a spear through her middle, so I bundled her into the cave with the badgers. That's when I got the lance in me shoulder. Took another few slashes, too. Just look at me best green velvet tunic. Good job you arrived when you did. I was about ready to go under. By the by, did you get them all?
Twayblade took the tunic from her brother's shoulders and inspected it.
Ripped bits! Be a long time before you get another like it. Ah, the vermin! Yes, they split up, but so did we. Got them all barring one. A ferret. He escaped through a swamp. I shouldn't think a lone villain would bother the Red Wall as a good deal, what?
Sergeant Torgok poured himself hot mint tea from the canteen by the fire.
Don't think he would, ma'am. Some of those bigotters that hangs about the abbey would be only too glad to accommodate him if he showed his nose round there.
Tamo came walking from the cave, dry-eyed and stone-faced.
Russa Nodre has just died, sir.
His voice trembled as he tried to be a soldier worthy of the long patrol, but tears streamed down his face. Perigord closed his eyes tightly and stood head bowed. That night, they sealed up the cave with earth and rock. On the front of the pile, Rockjaw Grang placed a huge flat slab, which Tamo and Pask had worked on, scraping deep into the sandstone with knife points, a simple message. Russa Nodre and an unknown badger lie within. They died fighting for freedom against cruelty. Seasons may pass, but we will remember them. The baby badger slept on between Pask and Tamo, wriggling in his slumbers to get closer to them. Tamo had never seen a badger before. He stroked the infant, glad to have a creature near who knew nothing of killing and war before that day.
This ends Disc 4.